Hi, friends, and welcome to the Root and Rise podcast. My name is Brianne, and with each episode, I intend to plant some seeds of insight, help you water them with love, and send you off with a little extra light to help you root and rise. Today, we are talking about 6 ways to start turning your dream into your reality. But first, I would like to acknowledge you, my listener and friend, for being here with me today. You are the reason for this podcast. I appreciate your presence, and I'm really excited to help you root and rise.
The topic for today's episode came from a question on my Instagram. If you haven't heard it in previous episodes, I have a story highlight on my Instagram, which allows you to ask me any of your questions. Because I love connecting with you so much, your question might be answered in a private message on my Instagram story or, like today, featured in one of my podcast episodes. So while you're listening to any of my podcasts, if any questions come up for you, or if you just randomly want to ask me something, please head over to @RootAndRisePodcast on Instagram and send me your questions. I'm excited to hear from you. Now, let's get into it. Today's question is from a very sweet friend, Savannah. Savannah asked me, "How were you able to make the jump of starting your own podcast, turning a dream into a reality?" What a great question. And as I'm answering it, I want you to consider something that you want to start on. What hobbies, passions, goals, or dreams do you have? You already know what I'm talking about because it probably won't leave your mind. Maybe it's starting a business, a side hustle, a YouTube, a new hobby, or running. Whatever it is, we are going to talk about how to get started on it. This episode is likely going to be short and sweet, mostly because starting is just the beginning. I have an entire episode on following your dreams that you have to check out if you want to start moving forward with this vision. It will be linked in my show notes, or you can go ahead and scroll through my episodes to find it. But first, let's start with your mindset. Henry Ford once said, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." Your attitude can absolutely determine whether or not you even get started with this dream. You might be feeling like you can't do this thing for whatever reason, and you might come across a moment of weakness or doubt in chasing this goal. Let's explore that further. What are your limiting beliefs? These are the thoughts that are limiting you from living up to your full potential. They are roadblocks on your journey. And if you aren't able to work through them, you will never get past them. They will keep holding you back. I'm going to cover some of the more common ones that I've heard and most certainly experienced myself. The first is feeling like you are not good enough. This couldn't be further from the truth. You, just as you are, right here and now, are absolutely good enough and deserving of whatever it is that your soul is calling out for. Picture a petition in your mind. It's a petition for your happiness and success in this venture. Who would sign this? Certainly one of your friends would sign it, maybe another friend, or a partner, a family member, coworker, stranger, neighbor. I would sign it. In fact, I just did. All of these people, myself included, are cheering you on, believing that you are worthy enough, good enough, and deserving of anything that you want in life. Don't let your negative thoughts hold you back from that. If you can't trust yourself to be good enough, trust us, the people who believe in you, the people who can see the real you, the potential, the capability, the worthiness. My gift to you is an extra pep talk. Go listen to my episode on how to stop playing small and start living authentically. And limiting belief number 2 is not having enough experience or wisdom. Again, this is really close to not feeling good enough, but it takes a turn into imposter syndrome. If you are experiencing that, please queue up my episode on overcoming imposter syndrome. I got you. You are not an imposter, a fraud, or incapable. You have just enough experience and wisdom to get started, to know what you need to educate yourself on, what you need to research. Knowledge is power. You don't need formal schooling to get knowledge. We live in a day and age where anything that we need or want to know is available at our fingertips. I've personally been taking courses online through Udemy to improve this platform, my website, and expand into the goals that I have for Root and Rise in the future. There's a lot brewing in my mind over here. Plus, I'm forever a student for life. Learning is how we challenge ourselves, how we expand our minds and our skills. Limiting belief number 3, fear of failure. This is going to sound so cheesy, but it's true. There is no such thing as a failure if you are learning, improving, or growing. It is not a failure if you can find a lesson or a silver lining from the situation. In this way, you can actually gain from a perceived failure. And let's be real, we all fail at some point. We all make mistakes. I've certainly failed at many things in my life and have made my fair share of mistakes. But if I let that hold me back, I'd still be in an abusive relationship, living in a place that wasn't serving me, and in unhealthy friendship dynamics. I would have never grown into the person that I am proud to be today. I want the same for you. I talked about how to find growth and gratitude in pain in my episode on gratitude practices. Failures, pain, and negative experiences can be transformed into profound lessons and growth, at least if you aren't allowing it to drag you down or hold you back. Yes, your feelings while processing any mistake or failure are completely valid, but you don't deserve to remain in such negativity for the rest of your life. Feel the feels, process, and find a way to move forward in your own time. There are so many more limiting beliefs out there that everyone experiences. Sometimes digging up those roadblocks can be challenging, especially when we are too deep into the lie of limitation. If we are too close to see the truth, who can we rely on to help us see what's holding us back? Ask the people that you're closest to. When you talk about this goal, desire, or dream, what are your excuses? Certainly, they hear you give reasons for why you can't start this now or ever. Are you waiting until you lose a certain amount of weight, until the stress goes away? Are you putting some other arbitrary goal in front of this one? Those who know and love you best will be able to help you identify your limiting beliefs. And these people are likely the ones who signed your happiness petition. So you can reach out to them for a pep talk or added support as you work to move past that limiting belief. Now, we all need a reminder that starting is just the first step. The day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. Let me say that again. The day that you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. This means that the day you start isn't the day that you're diving in fully immersed, exposed, and at your final destination. It's just one step in the process. And there are a lot of steps necessary to get to your final goal destination. It's a series of intentional choices, educating yourself, gaining experience and knowledge. You don't just one day decide to run a 5K without any training or past experience running. I mean, sure, you could, but wouldn't it be so much better to take the proper steps to train, build up your strength and stamina, and slowly work up to that end goal? Sometimes simplifying this can keep it from feeling so overwhelming. I know starting this podcast felt intimidating to me. I felt like everyone was going to know what I was doing. My voice would be out there and I'd be on display for the whole world. When really, the first step was just researching, educating myself. The step after that was buying some equipment. And the step after that was creating the content, then recording. And I'm talking recording in the privacy of my own home, with the ability to review, edit, and even completely scrap my recording if I didn't like it. At no point in the beginning of my process was I fully exposed or immersed like I had originally thought. None of that was as scary or as intimidating as I thought it would be. I was able to break it down into manageable steps, leading up to the big one, hitting publish and putting it out there for the world. So let's consider what your first step is. What research needs to be done? How can you educate yourself on the process? In what ways can you begin practicing, like I did with my recording before publishing, to gain that experience? Check out my episode on continued personal growth and New Year's resolutions, even if it's nowhere near the new year. I break down actionable steps towards reaching goals that can absolutely be applied to this. For now, let's just run with that 5K example that I used earlier. Pun totally intended. How can you educate yourself on the process? Like finding good running shoes, looking for a gym or a safe running path in your neighborhood. What tools are necessary to succeed? Those running shoes, certainly. Maybe some workout clothing. Definitely the Couch to 5K app. And then consider how to begin practicing. Maybe you start by walking. Or maybe you incorporate jogging right away. Stretching, recovering, scheduling out a regular running routine for your week. These are all ways to just start working towards your goal, none of which immediately toss you into the race. Along the lines of taking the first step, we all have to be okay with being a beginner from time to time in life, because everyone truly starts out as a beginner. Even your role model or hashtag goals person was a beginner at one point in their lives. That reminder is so important because the place that we see them in today is not where they were when they started. There were roots growing below the surface, completely unseen to your eye, before you witnessed their rising and blooming for the world to see. So let's all just accept our beginning season. And remember, it's just that, a season. The way to work through that season is to gain experience, knowledge, and put in the good time necessary to graduate past beginner. But don't let perfection hold you back during this process. Preparing, researching, educating ourselves, and practicing are all great and necessary, but don't overdo it. The point of all of that is to eventually move past this stage. I talked a lot about this in my episode on overcoming perfectionism. It's all too easy to get stuck in perfectionism and never end up making a move. Nothing is perfect. Nothing will ever be perfect. If you keep waiting to start, to launch, to make your move until it feels perfect, you will never start. Seriously, there is a saying in the writing and creating world that published is better than perfect. The world doesn't need perfect. The world needs you living in your fullest, truest self, chasing this goal. And remember that support system that I told you to turn to for discovering your limiting beliefs? Now let's turn to them for a good old pep talk. No one knows you better than them. No one believes in you more than them, at least hopefully. Otherwise, you have some relationships that you need to reevaluate. Reach out to them for a quick pep talk when you are feeling the doubt creep back in. I'm here for you too. I like to think of a lot of my episodes as pep talks, so really I'm here for you all hours of the day. My inbox is also open if you want to find me over on Instagram or TikTok to make this friendship official. So, we've confronted our limiting beliefs, determined actionable steps, adjusted our mindset, and have been properly pep-talked. Now, just do it. Seriously, just do it. Take the jump. It will be just as exhilarating as it is relieving. I remember the day I hit publish on this podcast. It was my first time ever addressing my past abuse and traumas out loud. It was overwhelmingly freeing and equal parts relieving. I want that for you. You deserve to follow your dreams, and you deserve to feel every bit of joy, pride, release, and success that comes along with it. You really, really do.
Thank you for tuning into the Root and Rise podcast. As always, I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I hope that this has brought you some insight and inspired you to root and rise in your own life. I love hearing from you. So please follow me on Instagram at Root and Rise Podcast, and be sure to send your comments, questions, or just reach out to say hello. I love making new friends. If you would like to review notes on today's episode, head over to rootandriseblog.com. Make sure to subscribe. And if you loved what you heard today or know someone who would benefit from hearing it, please take a screenshot and tag me to share this on your social media. My name's Brianne, and until next time, I'll be sending you so much light so you too can root and rise.